Another of the delegation that is doing the DC fly-in, Dustin Missel from Happy Harry's Bottle Shops. Tell folks why you're here.
Well, I'm here to talk to our congressmen and women about the tone in Canada with our Canadian customers not coming down and the impact it's having on our hospitality business in the Valley.
So what has been the impact?
The impact has been pretty swift. Starting in February, we noticed that our Canadian traffic was down. You could see it in the sales numbers. We started hearing correspondence from some of our customers saying they weren't coming down. You know, the tariff thing obviously upset them, but I think it was the tone about the 51st state that got them fired up and kind of gave them that, you know, that extra fuel to say, we're frustrated, we're upset. And it started to show up in the lack of Canadian plates in our parking lots. And, you know, we got through February, we got through March, it got worse. We saw the Border Patrol numbers. And then we got into April, and our penny sale is a big draw for Canadians coming down to buy, especially California wines, because they can save so much, even with the exchange rate and even paying the duty on more than two bottles. And we started hearing that on top of maybe they didn't want to come down for political reasons, the ones that were willing to come down didn't, because if they went over their limit, they paid the duty. And then the Canadian government also charged them 25% penalty tariff going back as U.S. or Canadian citizens.
So there's economic arguments in that. There's emotional arguments in that. What's the fix? What are you asking for?
I'm just asking that they hear our voice, because what's happening now is we're kind of tip of the spear. We've had an 80-year relationship with Canadians coming down, shopping in our stores when they're down for long weekends or going through to Minneapolis. They're not spending as much money in our market. So now I have to look at, do I adjust our budgets? Because I can't just turn a blind eye that it'll magically be fixed in June. So we say, all right, maybe we're not going to paint a building. That's X amount of thousands of dollars that a painter is not going to get. Maybe we're not going to do some CapEx things that we had planned on this year, because we're going to say we're going to hold back a little bit to make sure that we're covered financially, so that we can weather whatever storm we're going to be up against. So, you know, maybe we spend less in advertising. Maybe we can't be as philanthropic to all, you know, the hundreds of organizations that we donate to. Maybe we can't donate 1,000. Maybe it has to be 500 or whatever it is. We have to make those decisions as business owners. And I'm concerned that there's businesses that are 2-3 steps behind us, not behind us in priority. They don't know what's going on yet until a business that's maybe experiencing impact now says, we can't spend the money on this project. And now that business down the road says, oh, I thought they were going to do this year. And just those are the concerns I have.
You heard the president and others say, you know, there will be some bumps on the road to a greater gain. And just be patient. Do you anticipate, you know, getting to a place where that traffic returns and you see some normalcy restored?
I hope so. You know, we get that. You know, we've been through the tariff battle in 2018. Our industry typically is the low-hanging fruit. Usually it's, all right, we're going to tax suburban and they're going to tax the scotch. And, you know, we have to figure that out with our suppliers. This one I'm a little bit more concerned with, because I have confidence that they'll figure out the financial end of it, the tariff resolution. They'll figure out some kind of a game plan so that both sides can mutually, you know, win, right? So, I mean, because a healthy relationship with Canada is important for all of us, especially us northern tier states. What I'm concerned about is how many are not going to come down because they're just frustrated. And, you know, I would hope that us talking to our leadership at the state and local and federal level has some kind of impact, so that maybe we can land that plane nicely with Canada, so they're not mad anymore, and we can start to heal those, you know, that what's going on right now.
Compare Grand Forks and Fargo as far as the Canadian market.
So Grand Forks obviously has been a huge market for our Canadian customers, but Fargo over the last 20 years has really become attractive for Canadians because there's more hotel rooms, there's more shopping, there's more restaurants. So, you know, we're starting to feel a lot more of that. Last year in August, there was a Zach Bryan concert in Minneapolis, 3 nights. And then there was a Blue Jays series against the Twins. There were so many Canadians coming through. Our parking lot at our 45th Street store for 7 days was over half Manitoba license plates for 7 straight days. I mean, that's revenue that's coming into our state. That's thousands of dollars in sales tax collection, hundreds of thousands of dollars, especially when we keep it on the North Dakota side. They have such loyalty to our region that they'll come in, stock up before they head to the cities, and then when they come back, they stock up from us either in Fargo or Grand Forks and other stores in our communities, and then go back across the border. So it's a big engine for us. I mean, we're anticipating, you know, this is going to be a significant impact not only to our business, but hotels that are down 20% in occupancy and restaurants, and maybe some people don't even realize why they're quite down until we get into the heat of the summer.
What kind of numbers are you down percentage-wise?
Percentage-wise, anywhere between 7 and 10%.
No small number.
No small number.
Yeah. Well, good luck getting it fixed.
Thanks, Scott.